up north of United States of America. We want to just send a special shout out to our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, Canada. God bless you all as well. Amen. It's a blessing, amen, and I'm telling you right now, I truly believe that as you keep pushing and looking towards the hill, that which coming your help, amen, your help coming from the Lord. I'm telling you right now that it is your season, and it is your time to be blessed. It is your season, amen, for you to walk into what God says that you walk in. I'm telling you right now, it is a blessing, and we just want to thank God. Amen. I need everyone going to be on the broadcast this morning. I need you to press 1 on your phone. Come on, guys. Amen. Because God is truly America worker. He's America healer. He is a blessing. Amen. And we just want to continue to thank him and continue to lift him up. God, I'm telling you right now, my God, scripture declares that the Lord will do exceedingly and above all things. I'm telling you that he can, he will. Amen. We just want to lift him up and give him the glory. Amen. Because God is worthy to be praised. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. Let's give God the glory. Amen. Let's go ahead and bring in our mother of the hour. Amen. And just go ahead and, my God, get our good old welcome. My God, you know that country style. She loved to cook every Sunday morning. If you have not listened in like a squirrel, I'm telling you, if you have not been hearing about this old Southern cooking over here in the United States of America, well, let's let our mother give us a Southern welcome. Amen. My God Almighty. God bless you, Mother Helen.
God bless you too, Apostle. Yes, he's the on-time God. Yes, he is. On behalf of our Pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer, Queen of the House, Lady Elect Lakeisha Spencer, and the entire ADM family, we welcome our international visitors, United States of America, our local listeners. We just welcome you. As we always tell you, sit back, relax, fasten your spiritual sleep belt, and be able to listen to a rhema word from God. And again, you are very, very welcome. Back into your hands, Apostle.
Thank you, Mother, for giving us that welcome, amen. And that Mother was sharing that welcome with us, amen. We just want to, I just want to send a shout out, and we just send a comfort of love for the grieving families, amen. For the grieving of families, it's been so hard on many of families and many family members of the pastor. Some of you, some pastors been back and still back, amen. Just as our mother, my God, Mother Helen, my God, we just send a special shout out to you all the grieving family, my God, of last year, also coming into this year. I know it's tough, amen, but I just want to share something with you, and there's no words that anybody could share you trying to fulfill that void or fulfill that grieving area. The Bible, you must declare, is about grieving. It is healthy to get it out. But the only thing I just want to let you know, just look into the hills which coming our help. All the plans and all the different things that God do and in his will, we will never understand, my God, the things and how God's move. But one thing I just want to let you all know, just other my God, God is in control, amen. And we're just going to have to respect it, and we're just going to have to embrace it, just knowing that he is in control, even though, my God Almighty, it goes past our understanding. But just know, without a shadow of doubt, God have you here for a reason. And I declare and decree that you tap into that reason why God still have you here. Amen. And that's for everybody that is listening all over the world. I truly believe that God have you here for a reason. Amen. Let's go into our prayer. We're going to bring on our very own minister, Shaquita. Go ahead and pray us in the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you.
Usher you in here, sir. Whew. Father God, we usher you in the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for coming in, God, for sitting in with us, God. We thank you, God, for all that you do, God. We thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus Christ, Lord. Holy Ghost, on this day, oh God, we lift you up, Ohio, God. Asking you for nothing, God, but thanking you for all, oh God. We love you, God. We love you, God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In this day, oh God, may we not weary, may we not tarry, oh God. May we seek you, oh God. We seek your face, God, and we seek you holily, oh God. Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus Christ. We know that, God, you are the way, the truth, and the life, oh God. We know that you are, God, the way and the truth, and the life, oh God. We know that, God, you are able to fulfill all things of the seeing and abundantly, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for this, oh God. We, God, we as we walk, God, as strong pillars and strong towers, oh God, into you, oh God. May we fulfill your prophecies, oh God. May we walk your walk, God, and talk your talk, oh God. May we, God, please, oh God, please, oh God, give us the strength and knowledge, oh God, and nobility, oh God, to do this, God, wholeheartedly, God, without any worry, God, without any fear, oh God. We take this, God, we walk, God, we walk with you in honor, oh God. We love you, oh God, we love you, God, this day, oh forward, oh God. We walk, God, with you, oh God, like no other day, God, before, oh God. We know that, God, you are the only way, God, that all things are provided through you, oh God. We know that you give us these things, God. We know that we give you divine help, God. We know you give us divine, you give us divine prophecies, God. You give us divine miracles, God. You give us strength, oh God. You give us pain relief, God. You give us mental relief, oh God. You give us spiritual help, God. You give us all things on this earth, oh God. They add up to you, oh God. You add us no sorrow, oh God. May we walk with you, oh God, and continue to walk with you like, God, never before, oh God. We love you, oh God, oh God. We lift you, oh high, oh God. May you continue to pour into the men and women, oh God, who bring forth the word that like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for doing this in you, oh God, for you have given them the guidance, God, to guide us, oh God. We thank you, Jesus Christ, in your name, oh God. We lift you up, oh high, oh God. We thank you, God, for the wisdom. We thank you for the knowledge, God. We thank you for all things, God, that you've given to us that add enrichment to our life, oh God. We thank you, Jesus Christ, in this day forward, God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, we add name. We add praise to your name, oh God. Like never before, oh God. We walk boldly, God. It is you, Jesus Christ, we name in your name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. I'm telling you, my God, you to do a thing above all things that my God is going to hope for. And I'm telling you right now, my God, he is a on-time God. You just got to keep pressing. You just got to keep pushing. You cannot give up. I know it gets hard. I know it gets tired. I know it wears, my God, on your body, even on your spirit body. But at the end of the day, my God, is not given to weak. My God is given to you that endure, my God, to the end. I'm telling you right now, you have to be endure and just keep on pressing on. Amen. We pump the glory and we just magnify this holy name. Amen. Listen, I'm going to get ready to bring our very own first lady to get ready for the sense, my God, of the hour. Ain't that something? We do the preliminaries. Sometimes God come in and the Holy Spirit come in and just pop up, but we know what we're doing. Amen. And we just stop. God bless you all.
Good morning, ATM family. It seems like forever I've had an opportunity. But when I do apologize in advance, hear exactly what I'm saying, because I don't want all to have our birthday shout out to. First, I want to give a shout out to our very own evangelist, Nita. She celebrated her birthday on the 27th. So happy birthday, evangelist Nita. We love you so very much. I know we all had an opportunity to send her a shout out on her birthday. And we just want her to know that we pray that the Lord continues to wrap his whole body around you as he gives you traveling mercy and continues to give you the grace to sustain this season in your life. Continue to stay encouraged. Take one day at a time. God is with you. And it is obvious that the elevation was ordained. So we love you, Minister Nita. And our very own brother Ron celebrated his birthday on yesterday, January the 30th. And I want to say again, he is definitely one who we are exceptionally proud of. We have an opportunity to work with him in the marketplace, but he's one of my supervisors, and I'm just so excited because he has just shown himself to be faithful in this short period of time. I don't want to say too much because it's all in God's timing, but happy birthday, Brother Ronald. We pray that today stay rest. Reflect on the goodness of the Lord. So happy birthday, Minister Evangelist Nita and Brother Ronald. I also wanted to encourage you all as we have started our ministry meetings. We're so proud of the women who started their meeting. I believe their next meeting is February the 8th, so I'll definitely give some additional announcements on next Sunday. And our youth ministry has started as well. So we want to encourage our youth to get back in and jump back in. We have a lot of exciting activities planned for everybody in the ministry, not only for ACM. We encourage you all to bring in other people because the mission of our church is definitely to win souls. So as you start to get those announcements for the various ministry meetings, please not be afraid to share the conference number so that way other members or other friends and family members can be a part of that celebration. Last but not least, I just want to encourage everyone to continue to govern yourself accordingly. We all know that we're still in a pandemic, and we do know that the numbers are rising, and we want you all to not to just continue to be vigilant and follow the CDC guidelines, some social distancing, wearing your mask, washing your hands. Continue to just make sure that you are going into places that are necessary. Just please be safe. And as Apostle said, keep all of our bereaved members in prayer. We do realize that a lot of members have passed away due to COVID-19, but some members did not. And we're, you know, just kind of taking them, keeping them in prayer because a lot of us had not had the opportunity to kind of spend time because of the pandemic. We had to social distance and kind of air a lot of the services virtually. But again, I just still want to tell everybody to remain encouraged. We're almost there. Just know that we love you all and we're here to help. I will turn it back in the hands of the apostle.
Amen. We just thank God. Amen. And we just send a shout out to our members and family members and their ones that they're connected to and connected with, the loved ones that passed on. Amen. Amen. I haven't had no report yet, amen, of our ABM member or the members of ABM that done passed on, amen, because of anything. Amen. So we just thank God you keep on pushing on and keep on and living, but always understand that everything is in God's hand and God's plan. Amen. Listen, I just want to send a special shout out to those that are givers. Amen. We just thank you. Our ministry does not drive off of begging and doing different things. We drive off of practicing the principles of the gospel. Amen. And what the gospel says and how it put it. But those that contribute, those that give what you do, you'll be a blessing to others. Amen. You'll be a blessing to others, those that need, you know, as the Lord lead us to be able to help families and be able to go on and help different ones in this time of the need. You help us, amen, to do how a ministry supposed to do as the gospel put it. Amen. Amen, and it'd be a blessing to individuals. And we don't like that. We don't give. Y'all know the first lady. We don't give junk. Amen. We give quality. Amen. Make sure that you're giving quality. We give quality. The ministry is able to bless with quality, and because of your contribution and your help with the ministry, is able to make sure that we are doing that as a family, not just the individual, like one or two of us, or me and first lady, but as a whole, as a family. And I love to see that operation and that happen because we are all in this together and we all have to obey what thus says the Lord or practice certain things for our life to continue to reap certain harvest and certain things in our life. Amen. I'm telling you right now, these are the keys to stay blessed. Amen. Don't just get blessed. Let's stay blessed. Amen. Some of them need to say that to themselves and say, no longer I'm just going to try to get blessed, because if I have to get blessed, that means I'm not walking in the blessings. I have to go and try to get a blessing. But when I say that I'm going to stay blessed, that means I already got the blessing. I'm already blessed, but I don't want to go back and try to get something that I already have, because I have it in my life. So I'm going to stay it. I'm going to stay there. I'm going to keep it, and I'm not going to lose it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stay blessed. Amen. I tell you that. You just need to what? Stay blessed. We just thank God for that, and we just thank God for you all, amen. And we, as far as our service, contact service, amen, we're just going to continue to listen to God. Like I shared with you all many times, I'm not going to, unless God step in and interrupt and just say, son, before then, I'm not going to be able, I'm not going to to looking for an answer till sometime this summertime. And we'll reevaluate. And if God doesn't, if he speaks or doesn't speak or whatever, but if he doesn't speak, to stay right there in the place of my God, where God is keeping us at right now. Amen. So we just want to be obedient. We want to obey, because at the end of the day, your life, spiritual life, amen, means a lot. Your natural life also means a lot as well. Amen. And it's not just about your spiritual life. It's your natural life too. It means a lot. And we want you to prosper. We want you to, you know, walk in wisdom, walk into the things of God. We want to make sure we're doing our part, amen, for your life to keep on being blessed, amen. And that's what we are listening to, because your life means a lot as well, amen, amen. Let's go ahead, and we just want to thank God and just give him the glory, amen. And we're just going to go ahead and get ready for our speaker of the hour, our very own Evangelist Nita. We just thank God for her, amen. God bless you, Evangelist Nita.
God bless you, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha, all of my ADM family, everybody that's all across this land, everybody in the United States of America. I just sit and say on this morning, this is the day that God has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I just want to say a little brief prayer right quick, just to ask the Holy Spirit to decrease, for the Holy Spirit to increase, and for me to decrease on today, and then allow the Holy Spirit to just use me in a mighty way, and allow the words that come out of my mouth to be acceptable to him. And me not make any mistakes, me not take anything out of context, but to allow the Holy Spirit to flow and do exactly what it is designed to do. Be a leader, be a guider, and be a corrector, and to win souls. And that's where we're at on today. And I just thank God for ADM. I thank God for the Spencers for giving us this platform. I thank God for them being obedient and allowing the word of God to spread all across the nation. Do you all understand what God is doing right now? Do you understand the power that is surging throughout not the United States, not in your local state, but all around the world? And this comes from an act of obedience. This comes for being in a place of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and to guide, and just accepting assignments to do what God is saying to do at this point in time. But I just wanted to bring that across, because it's just so heavy on my spirit, because we don't find people enough that make the sacrifices that the Spencers does and that they do. And we sometimes forget to just say thank you to the faithful servants that God has put into our lives for times such as this, times through this COVID, times through bereavement, whatever it may be. God has designed, has picked people that have answered the call to say, yes, Lord, I will do your will. I will do your way by your Holy Ghost, by your holy power. So I just wanted to bring that out, and I want to personally say thank you Thank you so much for answering the call. Thank you so much for being faithful. Thank you so much for being dedicated, committed, and loyal to the cause, loyal to God, not man. Hallelujah. But to God, you are loyal to God. And I'm more than sure I'm not the only person that what the Holy Spirit put in my spirit to say, and I'm definitely going to be obedient. But moving on, I just wanted to say this. I sit back sometimes and I just think about certain things and just life experiences, just different things that we go through in life. And one thing that thrills me is the power of Jesus, the power of Jesus Christ. And it's even more thrilling to me to know the knowledge of that same power that Jesus has. It flows through you and us. Did you hear me? It flows through E and us, through you and us. Even though when he walked on this earth, the same power that Jesus had when he walked on this earth, you and I have that same power. That same Holy Spirit who anointed Jesus to fulfill his ministry has empowered you and me to do the same work, the exact same works he did. But you know what? To be honest with you, Jesus prophesied in John 14:21. Let me read that. 14:12, I'm sorry. In 14:12, he said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same work I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. Jesus is saying the works that he has done, we are going to do better. He prophesied that. And you and I have to grab hold to that and realize that this is not something that man has said, but this is something that Jesus has spoken. And I want to say that to say this. Anytime that the devil tries to insinuate that you're not serious, that you're not a serious threat to him, to remind him of these words that Jesus said in John 14:12. And you also need to remind him of 1 John 4:4. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And I want to sit and say this to you. This is something that you all must realize and understand. This is not a pick me up today and a set me down tomorrow. This scripture is at your disposal 24 hours a day from here and forevermore. So when a situation comes up, you need to remember John 14:12 and John 4:4. And this is my scripture for today. And my top point that I would like to make on today is I want to go back up, because I want to just bring a little backdrop to it. See, a lot of people have taken this scripture out of context. I remember last year, July, I was having a conversation with Apostle Temple about this same scripture. And I said, you know what, Apostle? All of this time, I have been thinking that this scripture meant one thing, but it meant something else. And the reason I did not know what the scripture meant, because I was not studying myself. I would sit in church and listen to what other people say, because most people use it as an encouragement. But see, this scripture is talking, is teaching you, or is talking to you about the false teachers, the false prophets, those that people sit up under, and just like I was, in a state of ignorance, in a state of darkness, and believed everything that was coming on because I was not studying the word. I was not in his presence. I was not meditating on the word. But most know him. I did not know God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, none of them all together in one, but for myself. I knew him for what somebody else was telling me. I knew him for what I saw other people doing. All my life, this is a scripture that I've heard my great-grandmother, my grandmother, my great-aunt, everybody sitting use in a time when you need to be encouraged, not letting me know that I need to be in a place where I'm understanding that there are false teachers out there. There are false prophets out there. There are people that would just sit and take the context of the word and misuse it just to make you feel better. But see, one thing we do know, that in the prophecy or in the teachings that just recently came out, God said to be holy with no apology. And one thing I want to go into, when the scripture is talking about ye are of God little children, what the scripture is talking about, he's not talking about little children in all reality. He's talking about believers. He's talking about believers as their Lord and Savior. He's talking about believers that know that our sins were washed away through Jesus as he was crucified on the cross. That's what he's talking about. And he's also, and how do we know that our sins was washed away? If you look at Psalms 103:12, it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. God is also talking about sanctification. He's talking about those that he has set apart for special use. And this is my favorite part. He has set apart to make holy with no apology. See, that no apologies has just stood when Apostle Temple stated that it was written on my paper in bold letters, in capital bold letters, because see, we as Christians will get in a place when other people are around us, we have a tendency to try to get back into it, get into their good grace, or get back into a clique, or get into certain situations. But see, God, when he was talking to ye children, ye little children, he was talking to those that he were holy, for them to be holy. And when you become holy, there is no more apologies. There is no, you're not supposed to be in a place where you're worrying about what everybody else is saying. You got one assignment, and that assignment is to do what God has told you with no apology. Yes, feelings may get hurt. People may turn their back on you, but who do you? You are in him. Jesus resides, the Holy Spirit resides in you. So that is who you are. That is who you are supposed to be fulfilling the works of, not worrying about what man sin and go through. And the third thing is justification. That's when we have been made right with God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. We have been made right. We are in his will. We are doing things righteously. We are living holy. Our transgressions has been moved to the side, so therefore we know that we don't have one foot out of the gate, but we got both feet in the gate, and now we are considered a believer. And this is when Jesus Christ, we know that the Holy Spirit is residing in us, and we are better than the things that go on in the world. We no longer are conformed to the world. We're no longer sitting and getting into things that we no longer need to get into. And then also, it also talks about being an overcomer. It says, it states that, I'm sorry, God little children and have overcome them. Who is he talking? Who is the them? The them is the false prophets. The them is the false teachers, the false pastors, whatever it is that you want to do. But how did you overcome them? According to 1 John 5:4, it says, for every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. See, again, it goes all the way back to the knowing. See, when that knowing, that trusting, that believing, all of that equates to the faith knowing that no matter what your circumstances is, no matter what your situation is, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We ask, well, I got to talk to people today, and I may even be talking to myself. We as people get so caught up into the different things and trying to be like Mary Sue, Jesse Boo, and whoever it is, that we forget who Jesus is. We forget that the power of the Holy Ghost lives inside of us because we've already been through the three different, we've already repented. We've already been set aside. We've already been made right with God. But see, when things don't go the way we want it to go, we push that to the side. We push it to the side, and then when things come back up, you get a case or something take place. You fall ill. You've lost your job. Then it comes back into where Jesus resides in me. He's in me, so I know that I'm more than a conqueror. I know, but see, in all reality, you could have been way farther than you were before because you took what this scripture says, he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are greater because greater he that is in you. Greater than he is in you. What does that mean? When you also go over and you look at with the vine, according to John 15:5, Jesus says, yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me, let me say that again. Those who remain in me. He did not say those who remain in me today. He didn't say those who accept me today, those who accept me tomorrow, those who accepted me yesteryear, those who may accept me 50 years ago. The word remain, those who remain in me, and I in them will produce much fruit. From apart from me, you can do nothing. So in our reality, no matter how you want to see it, how you look at it, or how you want to hear it, I'm not going to tell you today that you will be successful with the Holy Spirit leading you, guiding you, and directing you. I'm not going to sit. See, you may have a temporary fix, but when you are in him and you remain in him, that means that everything, you will be fruitful. You will produce much fruit. It didn't say little fruit. It said much fruit. So the benefit of allowing the Holy Spirit to reside in you, when you get in situations, we are so easily, when we grew up, we always said mama. But see, what you need to be saying is Abba, our Father, Daddy, help me. Because, see, I know that you reside in me, so I'm in a safety place. I know that you reside in me, so when I get a bad report, you're going to give me some calmness. You're going to calm the water. You're going to say, peace, be still. When different people come up against me, when I sit, it does not say that the weapon is not going to form, but I'm able to sit and say that it will not. Because one thing about a vine, let me go back to that. One thing about a vine, once that seed is planted, it grows upwardly and wiggly, and it spurts all out. So while that vine, see, Jesus said, when you are connected to me, that vine is residing in you. It's moving upward. It's moving in all different areas that you cannot even fathom that is going into. So when it gets to that heart that's got a hardness around it, guess what? That vine is not going to fit. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, I always remind you all, because Apostle Temple eloquently said, the Holy Spirit is not going to fight for a position in your life. You're either going to accept it or you're going to keep doing whatever you're doing. But if that vine, if you are connected to that vine and you are staying in the will of the Lord, you are justified. You are sanctified. You've already asked for your sins to be removed. Jesus is the head of your life. You're doing everything that you possibly can. That vine can't do nothing but move. That vine can't do nothing but grow and spurt out. And as it's spurting out, it's moving different things up out of there. It's knocking. You have given the you in a place where you're greater than you were before. He's putting you in a place where you're excelling in life. He's putting you in a place where you're succeeding the different things that you where you was once before. He's letting you know if you just let go and allow me to lead you and to guide you and put you into a place. So even when the false teachers, the false prophets, be able to, when they come up to you, you're able to sit and look at them like they're some type of person to let them know, no, no, no. See, I know who God, I know who God is. I know that I am in the will of God. I know that I'm doing the things that God has instructed me to do. I know that the words that you're telling me, if I sow $33, that I will get this and I will get that. Or if I sit, if you're sitting and you're taking the word of God out of context, I'm able to sit here and say, Lord, I know this is not right. Father, what is it that you want me to do? What is it, anything you want me to say? Do I need to get up, Father God? Do I need to make a form of correction, Father God? Or you just simply know for yourself. You know it's nothing better than knowing something for yourself. And I sit and say that. It is so beautiful when you have a teacher or teachers that you, just like, I was talking to my sister, and she was giving me an illustration, and she said, you know what, one thing that I'm learning, and when I hear the voice of the Lord, when I hear his voice, I'm able to hear it and know that it's his voice. She said, just like when I used to go to have my PE out on the field. And when my teacher, some of the teachers used to use whistles, but my teacher used to call our names and tell us it was time to come in for recess. And see, the reason she was able to identify that because she was spending time with this teacher day in and day out. This teacher was teaching her the proper things in life. This teacher was letting her know, when you do what you're supposed to do, then I'm going to take you to the next grade level. I'm going to give you the tools and the instruments, and I'm going to spend time with you to help you to get to the next level. And see, this is what the Holy Spirit does. This is what the Holy Spirit does for us. If you indulge in the Holy Spirit is going to teach you. You're going to be able to hear his voice. You'll be able to be as wise as a serpent and as meek as a dove when you get into a time of trouble. When you get into a situation that you don't know how to get into, that wisdom kicks into place if you humble yourself. You're able to slime out of a situation just as a serpent would because you have been taught the tools and you have been taught that you need to lean on the Holy Spirit and not on your own understanding. You are in a place where you have to trust God, but not only trust him, you have to know him. The scriptures that come back to us in the Bible, it all goes back to one foundation, knowing God, knowing who in your life, knowing that God will never leave you nor forsake you, knowing that God wants plentiful for you, knowing that God wants you to be successful, knowing that God trusts you enough to go out there and be fishermen of men, bring people back into the kingdom. God gives us core values that we should apply in our life. He teaches us kingdom economics. He teaches us kingdom principles. Why does God do this? Because he wants you and I to have a beautiful, bountiful life as it is in heaven on earth. And we, you and I, have to get into a place where you realize the power that God has given you. Not only do you realize it, you execute that power. You let people know when they come up against you that they have nothing on you because the same power, the same anointed power that Jesus had when he walked on this earth, you possess it too. So nothing and nobody can come and take anything away from you. Yeah, you may have a situation. You may have a circumstance. But when you sit and tap in, when you what you truly have, and that's the problem. How many of you think that it's a joke versus how many that you think it's real? I'm more than sure that you could sit and tell some testimonies about how the Holy Ghost power had to save you. Because, see, one thing about the Holy Ghost power, you can be in a dark place, but that power is going to bring you out of that darkness, and you're going to illuminate and go into the lightness, and people can see that lightness. And see, that's what Satan can't stand. That's when all your people that you used to be with, that's where that vibe come in, start moving them out the way. That's when all the whispers take place. That's when all the lies take place. That's when all of the deceit, the lying text, all whatever it may be. But see, you have to be in a place where you stand and realize what the scripture is saying to you. It says, ye are of God. You are of God. So that means that God is not going to allow anything to happen to you that he does not want you to happen. We know that God sifted, allowed Satan to sift Job. He allowed it to happen. You got to be in a place where you're doing what you're supposed to do. You have to be in a place to know that you have overcame the different tactics that the diabolical imps are throwing at you. You have to be in a place that you've overcame gossip. You have to be in a place that you've overcame deceit. You have to be in a place that you've overcame being a cheater, a whore, a drug dealer, whatever it is that you are. You are a thief, whatever it is that you are. You have to be in a place that God has delivered you from that. This is why he's able to tell you, you are of me. You are my children. And he's able to tell you because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm here to sit and tell you this. Yes, we receive blessings in the spiritual realm. We receive blessings in the natural realm. But you have to have your spirit man in place. You have to put your spirit man under subjection. Let go. Let that vine that is growing stop the vine off. Let the vine that God has imparted in you continue to grow, to take you into places that you have never seen before, that you cannot even fathom. Things that God has so much. The word says that he wants to bless us exceedingly and abundantly. Can you put your hand on what exceedingly is? Can you put your hand on what abundantly is? Do we know what God truly has for us? One thing we do know, he wants us to be in his will. One thing we do know, he wants us to live a holy life. One thing we do know, that he wants us to not have any other gods before us. One another thing he wants us to know, that if we ask of anything in the name of Jesus, it shall be granted. But ask yourself on today, where are you? Where are you? Do you believe this scripture? Do you believe that you have the power to tell a mountain of the power and the faith to tell a mountain to move? Do you have the ability to sit and talk and prophesy to yourself and say, I shall live and I shall not die? Do you have the ability to really believe that I am more than a conqueror? Do you have the ability and the knowing that you can sit and say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me? Do you really know that when you are out there in the ocean about to drown and you call on the name of Jesus, I say it all, say well, I'm saying it about Sayah, and you extend your hand out to him, he's going to pull you out. I sit and talk about Daniel and the Hebrew boys all the time. They had an encounter with God. They was at a place that they knew that he was greater in them. They knew that. They knew that the world did not owe them anything, but God has everything for them. They knew who God was. They know you should know who God was. When you was in that situation that you couldn't get out, the judge couldn't get you out, the lawyer couldn't get you out, mama couldn't get you out, but God got you out. And you should automatically know what God has for you. It is for you. You, we, as a people, have to stop playing with God. I'm just going to say it as simple as that. You have to stop playing with God. You have to put yourself in a place where you are studying. You studying and you start getting into telling you this, and thus said the Lord this, thus said the Lord, if you want to entertain it, you can entertain it with the true, unadulterated word of God. We got to stop picking up God today and throwing him away tomorrow. Because I'm sitting and telling you, you're just like the Israelites. You're going to continue to walk around that same mountain over and over and over. And the power that he has for you, each step that you take, when that anointing get ready to fall on you, you didn't miss it because you back in the same place. So I'm sitting and saying to you today, allow, stay in the presence of the Lord. Know who God is. Know what he truly has for you. God is just not a God that you want to just sit and say his name or think that he's just an ordinary person. Look around you. He is our creator. Huh? Look around you. He is your provider. Look around you. He is your healer. He is your everything. And without him, you are nothing. Without him, allow the vine that you are connected to continue to grow inside of you. Allow it to consume all of you. You just activate that Holy Ghost power. You get into a place, no matter what it is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Satan, you better get away from me because you don't know who I am. See, I have came to a knowing of who God is in me. I have came to a knowing that God resides in me. So whatever the circumstances is, whatever the situation is, I know that I'm going to be all right. Last Friday, I had a situation that was totally out of my control. But you know what? Throughout the entire situation, I said, Father, I'm lifting my hands up to thee. I need you to be in control. It could have went either way. But at the end of the day, I did not have any fear that God was not going to be there to help me through whatever the mess was. I have no fear that God will not be there, that God was not going to be my deliverer. I had one of those Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego moments, knowing no matter what was going on, God was right there, and he was the fourth person right there with me, letting me know, just I drive the wheel, you just stay right there. And this is of having the power of God inside of you. This is the beauty of knowing who God is, and he will do what he says that he will do. I'll leave you on today decreeing and declaring that you will put nonsense to the side and allow the wisdom that God has. He says, be wise as a serpent and as humble or meek as a dove. Pay attention to your surroundings. If you're paying attention to your surroundings and the power that rests inside of you, it says it rests inside of you. Trust and believe, it's nothing really too much you need to do. That alarm comes on to let you know, move to the left, keep it moving. It's not your battle, this is God's battle. I need you to keep going on. I need you to know that I am in control. I need you to know that I am God all by myself. I've already given you the tools. I've already equipped you. I've already put you on solid ground. You was placed on solid ground. You are now growing. You are spurting out. I don't need you to move this person. I don't need you to do this. I need you to trust me. I need you to depend on me. I need you to know that I am the truth, the way, and the life. And I can do, and I leave you with love, peace, and happiness to know and recognize, activate, ask God to show you. Be a Jonah, not a Jonah, I'm sorry. Be a Gideon. If you need a sign, a wonder, ask God to show you the power that lives inside of you. Ask God to give you an example. See, I see an example every day. I see the people that God has placed before me. I didn't have to do nothing about it. All I had to do was stand still and let God fight my battle. All I needed to do was to continue to pray. All I had to do was go and take the petition to him and say, Father, this way too big for me. This stuff going all out of control, Lord Jesus. But I need you to fix it, Father God. And see, when God, that same power, it didn't need for me to just blow up. God said, be silent. Be silent. I am in control of this. I will fix this. But the fact that I went to my Father, who art in heaven, I sought him first. Things in my own understanding. I didn't do things, because see, if I had done things my way, then Lord knows what he would have had to do to me. See, I got into a place where I let self, and moved self out of the way. I put the flesh under subjection, and God put me just where I needed to be. God cleared the pathway and put me right where I needed to be, and put me in a place of suddenly elevation. And on today, I thank him. I thank him, and I thank him for giving me the knowing of knowing who he is, and for me to be able to hear his voice to tell me to be still in the name of Jesus. I pray for each and every last one of you on today. I pray wherever it is that may be taking you through circumstances or situations, remember that God, that he lives greater is he that lives in you. Stop running to the world. Run to God. He is your answer. He is your antidote. He is your healer. He is, when in time of depression, he is the one that's going to bring you out. When you having a mental break, the one that's going to calm you. When you laying on your sick bed, he is the one that can give you the healing if you trust him, if you truly get to know him. In Jesus' name, back over to you, Apostle Simple.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you all. Listen, it really all boils down to, you know, whose side are you going to be on? And whose side you going to be on? And also it boils down to this. It's either you hot or cold. You cannot be, or there's no acceptance of lukewarm. If you think you are a little hot, you really are cold. If you think that you are a little cold, you know, you're not. Which side you're going to be on? There's no lukewarm on this. You know, it's either you hot or it's either you cold. I pray that many of you, be a thankful to God. Be a because at the end of the day, let's take a look of, you just take a look back at your life. It wasn't by your or by your spirit. It was by who? By the Spirit of the Lord. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Do not be somebody a relationship with the Lord because you're in a situation to where you need him to deliver. I want you to sit up with no apostle. No apostle. Stay right there where you are. Understand that he's your helper. And understand that people that you're trying for or convert for or just get a little ashamed to express your deep love and your trust me, them same old people going to need your God to pray on them. You better ask somebody. We thank God for each and every one of you for putting in. Thank God for that, for bringing the word. And we want you to keep on being blessed. Listen, all throughout the week, out of Monday, Friday, Tuesday, to our 7 a.m. broadcast standard time. Also, up at this now, different, but we can keep you engaged, amen, for different parts of the ministry. We're going to be able to help you to continue your walk in your journey. I'll be there for you. We can talk to everyone in Australia. I want to send you another shout out, amen. Thank you for tuning in, amen. Australia listening by the thousands. We thank God for you all, amen. And we just thank God once again that he is on-time God. He may not come when you want him. But I'm telling you right now, the songwriters say you're going to ask somebody. They got testimony. They got resume. They got portfolio. And before some of you allow somebody to alternate your life or influence your life, you got to tell them like that songwriter say, you're going to ask somebody. I got a portfolio. I want to see your portfolio. Amen. I want to see what you accomplish. Because at the end of the day, my God could do it exceedingly above all things. Y'all better ask somebody. Hey, listen, you all, we out of here. We thank God for you once again. Enjoy your Sunday. Happy Sunday. God bless you all. And we'll see you.